弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace out, brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
今天下午这个聚会来跟大家查考建立永远蒙福的家。
This afternoon service, we like to study the topic establishing a forever blessed household.
我们小丽在昨天的聚会里面跟大家谈了几个家庭。谁的家庭能够蒙神祝福呢？
Yesterday's sermon, I've shared with you several different families, and of which family can be blessed.
从接待约柜的几个家庭，我们看到能够蒙福的条件。
From the different families that received the Ark of Covenant of God, we can see the conditions to being blessed by God.
所以，凡是爱神的人都蒙神祝福。
Therefore, all those who love God will be blessed by God.
还要加上，要愿意遵行神的命令的。
Moreover, those who are willing to obey His commandments.
因为爱神要按照神的方法。
Because we need to love God according to His ways.
我们不能够用我们自己的想法，认为说这样子应该可以。
We can't love God with our own thinkings, thinking this is okay.
所以神。在圣经留给我们真理，就是当我们生活的准则。
So the truth in the Bible serves as a standard and principle to our life.
所以我们基本信仰的第二条特别提醒，我们今天相信这本圣经是我们在世上跟随主耶稣基督唯一的生活的准则。
Our second basic belief tells us that the Bible is a standard and guide to our life in this world.
所以我们相信圣经所留下的记录是关乎我们整个生命的。
So we believe the recordings in the Bible is directly related to our life.
不是只有说我知道耶稣是神。
Not only do we need to know that Jesus is God.
这本圣经引导我们能够进天国。
But this Bible can lead us into heaven.
但是在我们要进天国以前，我们在世上这一段的日子，更要看圣经告诉我们怎么样在生活的各个层面来遵行天父旨意。
But before we enter into heaven, while we live in this world, we need to read the Bible and to understand what the will of God is in order to guide our lives.
所以马太福音七章二十一节主耶稣说：“谁能够进天国呢？”
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21, Lord Jesus asks, "Who can enter the heavenly kingdom?"
不是那些称我主啊主啊的人。
It is not those who calls me Lord, Lord.
要口里面说主啊主啊，这个很多人都会讲，每个人都讲得很大声。
And many people can say with a loud voice, Lord, Lord.
但是要在生活里面完完全全的来遵照天父的旨意，那就不是每个人做得到的。
But not everyone will follow and live their life according to the will of God.
所以主耶稣自己说了只有遵照天父旨意的才是天国有份的人。
So Lord Jesus said himself, only those who follow the will of the Father have a part in the heavenly kingdom.
这句话我们听在耳朵当中要思想。
When you hear about this, we need to meditate upon.
我们的生活里面是不是实实在在的在遵行天父的旨意
？Whether or not every part of our life is always following the will of God.
还是我们也只是把圣经当作参考，还是我们做我们自己的事，我行我素
？Or do we merely treat the Bible as a reference and we still go on with our own ways？
我们的生活有没有改变？其实我们可以从圣经里面去看我们的表现，我们自己的生，我们的表现。
And whether or not our lives have changed, we can evaluate based on the Bible teachings.
真的，那些在遵行神、在行道理的人。小弟都看到他们的家庭真的是一个一个蒙福。
And truly, for those who are truly following the will of God, have seen how their families are being blessed by God one by one.
弟兄姐妹的每一个人的灵性真的是一直在成长。
And each of their spirituality continue to raise.
我们所做的事情真的越来越合真理。
And everything they do is according to the Bible.
所以我们今天在世上就是刚才我们听林姐妹她的见证，家庭是很重要的。
As we share, as we heard of Sister Lynn's testimony, family is very important.
一个完整的家庭真的能够让后代的子孙蒙福。
A complete family will bring about blessings to their descendants.
但是一个破碎的家庭，受伤最惨重的就是这些子女。
And a broken family, the ones who get hurt the most are the children.
这父母亲当时候一定都没有想到，他们的一个可能一个动作，他们一个失意的行为会造成。孩子可能一辈子的伤害无法弥补的。
And at the time, one single action of the parent would cause a forever harm to the children.
那所以我们从圣经会得到教训，我们的生命可以改变。
So when we learn the teachings from the Bible, our lives may also transform.
那我们在上几次的聚会里面谈到神的约柜被放在俄北以东的家里，三个月之后，他的家就蒙神大福。
I've mentioned how the after the Ark of Covenant, Ark of God was placed in the house of Obed-Edom, after 3 months, his house was greatly blessed.
他的整个家, 包括他的家人, 通通蒙福,
his household, including all his families, everything he possessed was greatly blessed.
他的福气让众人都看得到,
his blessings were seen by all, even David was envious of him.
所以大卫他就要决定要把约柜迎回到 他所准备的这个帐幕里在耶路撒冷。
Therefore, David decided to receive the ark back to the place he had prepared in Jerusalem.
所以大卫后来在撒母耳记下第六章就按照律法的要求，派祭司去把约柜从俄北以东的家里抬到耶路撒冷。
2 Samuel chapter 6, according to the regulations of the law, David sent priests to receive the ark from the house of
Obed-Edom.
At that time, he was great, very glad.
所以他在神面前, 卑微自己,
so he humbled himself before the Lord.
他决定要在神面前成为一个仆人。
And he decided to become a servant before God.
当时候他的穿着基本上就是已经在表明他把约柜迎到耶路撒冷是准备 他要成为神的仆人，而不是来做以色列的君王。
So from the way he dressed, he told God that after receiving the ark into the city of David, he was to serve as a servant and no longer a king.
他知道真正掌权的是天上这位神。
He understand the one who truly reigns is God in heaven.
第七章开始，从撒母耳记下第七章。
Starting from 2 Samuel chapter 7,
我们就看到大卫他蒙受神的祝福，他视为。 都很平静的，神让他安静下来。
Here you can see how God greatly blessed David, so his neighboring nations were all very peaceful.
不会再被示威的仇敌扰乱了。
They were no longer harassed by their neighboring nations.
那大卫的宫殿基本上是非常的华丽的。
And we can say the palace of David was one very grand.
那他想到他自己所住的，跟这个神的约柜所在的这个帐幕。 比较之下，他觉得心里不安。
When he thought of the palace he dwells in and the tent which the ark of God dwells in, he was not peaceful in the heart.
所以七章的第二节，那时候王就跟先知拿单说：“看哪，我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜反在幔子里。”
So in 7 verse 2, he says, "See now, I dwell in the house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tent curtains."
当时候，大卫对神有一个特别的心智。
At this time, David had a special will. A special heart for God.
他要为神的约柜建造一个殿宇。
He wanted to build a temple for the Ark of God.
所以当时候大卫其实他在没有犯罪以前，他真的心跟神很贴近的。
So here, before David sinned against God, his heart was very close to that of God.
他在享福的时候，他都会想到神。Even
in times of his blessings, he still thinks of God.
那更不用说他受苦的时候，他要求神，哀求神，神来帮助我。
So even in times of sorrow and pain, he will cry out to God.
所以不管顺境逆境，他都想到神。Rather
in prosperity or adversity, he always thinks of God.
今天有时候我们人在过日子的时候，逆境的时候，在困难的时候，我们一定会求神的，因为这个是我们所知道的。 从他得帮助。
And sometimes when we live our lives only in times of adversity will we cry out to God because this is our nature.
但是当我们在很顺利的时候，我们在吃喝宴乐的时候，
but in times of peace and when everything is going smoothly,
我们的家庭很兴旺的时候，
when our family are prospering,
我们会不会想到神呢？
Do we think of God?
还是我们会在这个宴乐当中，慢慢的我们心里面就浮起来了。
Or do our hearts become to puff up in times of peace?
我们会觉得说，凭着我们的智慧才干，我们的机会，你看我们今天可以过一个日子，能够有这些成就，我们觉得很满足。
And do we think to ourselves that we are able to enjoy all this life because of our own hands, own success?
所以往往我们灵性的堕落都是在很平顺的时候发生的。
So many times our spirituality will fall in a time of peace.
那事实上，其实是因为我们没有想到神。
But the fact is because we have not thought of God.
如果我们的家很顺利，
if our household is very peaceful,
我们的居家环境、屋子各方面都很好，
our environment, our surroundings is all very sound.
我们如果坐在我们自己的客厅， 然后我们静下心来观察我们所拥有这一切。
If we sit in our living room and observe our surroundings,
我们会觉得说，我的家，你喜欢住在这里。
And we'll feel very content living in his house.
你会感谢神，说感谢神的祝福。
And you thank God for his blessings.
但这个时候，我们坐在我们家里，在望着天花板的时候，
But at that time, when you're thanking God in your house,
我们会想到， 那神的家呢？
Do we ever think about what about the house of God?
神的家有没有什么需要？
Are there any needs in the house of God?
会不会有小偷跑进去？
Would there be theft?
会不会有什么不足？
Would be any lackings?
是需要我们来关心的。
Is there anything that I need to take care?
所以你看大卫他在享福的时候，他想到神的家的事情。
So you can see in times of prosperity, David thought of the matters of the house of God.
那他这样的一个心，但是这个事情又不是他想做就能做的。
So though he has such a heart, but it was not something he could do just because he wanted to.
他知道他把在他这个心里，他就跟先知说了。
So he told the prophet his heart.
所以你看，当时候大卫跟拿单说。
So David said to Nathan.
他意思就是说，那我能不能为神做什么事
？So he asked in with an intention, can I do something for God?
这样的一个好的心意，你看拿单一听到，马上说可以，你就照你的心意去做。
So once Nathan heard this good intent, that he said, go and do in what is in your heart.
从拿单的角度，他怎么想也想不到说神会拒绝大卫这个好心。
And Nathan could never imagine how God would reject David's thought.
真的，拿单不会想到说神有什么理由会。否认或者拒绝大卫的请求。
And Nathan could never think of any reasons why God would reject David's request.
大卫他这里跟拿单这样讲的时候，就是一句话而已啊。
And David said a sentence to Nathan.
我们看出来，不会觉得说他是怎么样跟拿单来表达说。我想要为神做什么事情，他是觉得很紧急的。
And so by this, we may not be able to see the urgency David had in wanting to do this for God.
但是如果我们看诗篇132篇
，But if we look at Psalm chapter 132,
这是为什么我们读经的时候要一起读
？And so this is why we need to read different scriptures together.
圣经不能够把它就分割成一个小段落一个小段落。
And we cannot separate the Bible into different.
我们如果一起读的时候，再回去想说。当时候大卫跟拿单讲话是怎样讲的
？So if we read it together, then we can think back to the time when David told this to Prophet Nathan.
当时候他的心情如何
？How he was feeling at that
time. 就好像我们今天在表达一件事情
，Just like today when we're expressing a certain matter.
我们也可以就一句话就讲过去了。
We may finish it in a single sentence.
但是我们也可以把它讲得很深入，表达到我们内心的真正想法。
But we can also express it to the depths to let out all of our emotions.
今天我们人有的时候都不太会表达了。
And sometimes as men, we're not good at expressing ourselves.
很多时候我们就是 yes or no 就这样了，简单了。
So we simply answer by yes or no. Very direct answers.
但是这当中会失落很多细节，事实上是很有意义的。
But we will lose many of the meanings between these conversations.
132篇。
Psalm chapter 132.
当时候一开头第一节，大卫说：“神啊，求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难。”
In the beginning, it says, "Lord, remember David and all his afflictions."
他曾经跟神起誓。
How he swore to the Lord.
他说第三节，我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻。
And surely I will not go up into the chamber of my house, or go up to the comfort of my bed.
不容我的眼睛睡觉。
I will not give sleep to my eyes.
不容我的眼目打盹。
Or slumber to my eyelids.
第五节说，一直等到我为神寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
And verse 5, until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
第六节，我们听说约柜在以法他，我们在基列耶林就寻见了。
And behold, we heard it is in Ephrathah, and we found it in the fields of the woods.
这真的是，后来是真的从基列耶林把这个约柜带回来。
In the end, the ark was brought back from Jared Kirim.
只是半路发生事情，所以就停到俄比东的家去暂住了三个月。
However, an incident took place in the middle, and the process of the ark was resided in the house of Obed-Edom for 3 months.
我们找到约柜了。
We have found the ark.
好，我们。第七节说我们要进他的居所，在他脚凳前下拜。
And verse 7, let us go into his tabernacle, let us worship at his footstool.
主啊，求你兴起，和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。
And arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength.
这就是那时候大卫的心情。
And this is what David was feeling at that time.
当时他跟拿单说话的时候。
At the time when he spoke to Prophet Nathan.
一定在表达说他是怎么样不安，看到神的这个帐幕以及他自己所住的两相比较之下，他觉得那我怎么可以睡得着呢
？He was telling Prophet Nathan how, under comparison of his own dwelling place with that of God, how uneasy he was feeling.
好，所以拿单就跟他说：“你照你的心意去做，主与你同在。”
So Nathan told him, "Go and do what is in your heart, and for the Lord is with you."
可是当天晚上，神马上跟拿单先知说了。
But that very night, God said to Nathan.
哦，意思就是说神。很感谢大卫的好意。
And that is, God is grateful of David's thought.
哦，神拣选大卫，不再跟从羊群，来出来做以色列民的君。
God has chosen David, so he was no longer a shepherd boy, but he rise to become the king.
神真的已经照他所说的一路上就跟大卫同在了。
According to God's promise, he was with David all along.
现在以色列人已经有君王。
And now Israelites had a king.
他们有土地。
They have lands.
他们得到神的祝福，四围的列邦都来向他们进贡了。
They have received God's blessing, so all foreign nations pay tribute to them.
这个时候，神跟大卫说：“我不曾住过殿宇。
”And here God said to him,
我也不曾向人做过这样的要求。
I have not dwelt in a house since the time, and I have not made such a request.
也就是说，神都是先默默的为我们做了一切之后。
That is God always work for us.
他从来没有去要求我们要回报他什么。
He never required us to pay him back.
这个就是神伟大的地方。
And this is how great our God is.
在我们都还不会感谢他的时候，他就为我们做一切。
Even before we know how to give thanks to him, he has already done everything for us.
我们如果懂得要感谢他的。
And when we learn to give thanks to him.
想到他。这祝福的人
When you think of his blessings,
神就反过来大大的祝福这个祝福是透过他所我们人所能想象的
Then in return, God will bless us far beyond our imagination
所以当时候神跟拿单这样说
At this time, God said to Nathan
要去跟大卫说了
Go and tell David
第十一节七章十一节
Chapter 7, verse 11
我必使你安静不被一切仇敌扰乱
And I will cause you to rest from all your enemies
并且我主神应许你必为你建立家室
And my Lord tells you that he will make you a house
也就是说当时候大卫想要为神建造一个殿宇圣殿
At this time David wanted to build a temple for God
但是神是说我要先为你建立你的家
But God said to him I will first build you a house
所以神的恩典事实上是让我们看出大卫要建立神的国度之前他一定要先建设他自己的家
So from this we can see Before David can build up the kingdom of God He needed to first build up his own house
大卫他现在那个心意神看到了
So now God has seen the heart and mind of David
我先要为你建设你的家
And I will first make you a house
这个家是什么特质
So what are the characteristics to this house
第十二节
Verse 12
你受数满足跟你列祖同睡的时候我就让你的后裔可以接续你作王
So when your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you who will come from your body and will establish your kingdom.
那第十三节
Verse 13
你的后裔就来为我的名建造殿宇了。
And he shall build a house for my name.
我坚定他的国位直到永远。
And I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
第十四节
14
我要做他的父他做我的子。
I will be his father and he shall be my son.
他做犯罪我就用人的杖。来责打他，用人的鞭子来责罚他。
If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men.
但我的慈爱能不离开他，像离开在你面前所废弃的扫罗一样。
But my mercy shall not depart from him as I took it from Saul, whom I have removed before you.
然后第十六节，你的家和你的国必在我眼前永远坚立，他的国位也必坚定直到永远。
And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever.
你看这一段。这一段神跟大卫立约的
In this passage, God made a covenant with David.
这就是很有名的神跟大卫的永远的约
And this is the well-known covenant God made with David.
那要建立他的家直到永远
He will build up, establish his household forever.
大卫的这个要建造殿宇的心愿神说你的儿子要继续来做
And God said, your son shall fulfill your heart of establishing the house of God.
后来我们从其他经文都看到为什么神拒绝大卫来建殿的原因。
From the scriptures, we may understand the reason why God rejected David in building the temple for him.
但是这个时候神给他的约是给他的应许是说你的子孙后裔要接续你的位直到永远。
But here, the promise which God has given David is that your sons will be on the throne forever.
我要做你的我要做他的父他要做我的子
I will be his father and him my son
所以这个就是让大卫出乎意料之外的
So this is out of David's expectation
他当时候是想要来为神做事反过来是神来赐给他更多福气
At the time he wanted to do something for God but in return God had blessed him even more abundantly
神的拒绝其实是很婉转的事实上神跟大卫所讲的话当中隐藏了很多很多的祝福
And God rejected him in a very kind way, and in fact, God had blessed him with many more blessings.
那大卫他也没有啊，他也没有失望。
David was not disappointed.
他知道神的这个旨意。
And he knew the will of God.
他得到了神的这个应许以后。
After he received this promise from God.
这个应许是说，你的家跟你的国必在我面前永远建立。
The promise is that your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before me.
那你的国位坚定直到永远哦。
And your throne shall be established forever.
所以现在大卫的家跟他的国度是有关系的。
So now the house of David and the kingdom is related.
他的后裔要一直继续做王下来。
His descendants shall rule, reign as the king forever.
也是从这里开始，这个王位才这样子延续的。
It's from this time on that this kingship, this throne has been established.
所以神给大卫这个恩典呢，远超过他当时所想要的。
The grace God gives David far surpassed from what he had asked for.
就这么简单的一个想法而已，为了关心神的家，他做了一些讲述一句话。
Now it came from the simple thought of wanting to build a house for God.
那神就给他立约了。
And God made a covenant with him.
然后让他的子孙以后都能够在这个神的恩典底下了。
And then all his descendants could be under the grace of God.
所以大卫他爱神的心。真的让他的子子孙孙都蒙福。
So David's heart of loving God had blessed all his descendants.
所以大卫他知道了以后，马上进到神的面前去感谢祷告。
After David learned of this, he went immediately and prayed to God before God.
他强调说：“神啊，你给我的这些恩典，岂是人常常遇到的吗？”
And he said to God, "The blessings you have given me is something that ordinary men encounter."
你现在给我的恩典哦，在这个说我要为你建立一个家，这看为小事啊。
And so yet this was a small thing in your sight.
也就是说，目前这个世代能够得到你的建立啊，这个比较简单呢。
So in this generation to be established by you, this may be something on a smaller scale.
但是第十九节说，你应许你仆人的家至于久远呢。
But your servants, you have spoken your servant's house for a great while to come.
就是说，一直永远都蒙福。
That it will be blessed continually.
这个就困难了。
And this is something difficult.
这个就不是一般人所会有的了。
And this is not a blessing ordinary people will receive.
你看，今天我们有时候得到一些福气，就是这个世代人而已哦。
If we look at some of the blessings we receive are only in our time.
你看，今天我们有人要追求财富，累积财富。
Some people pursue after wealth to accumulate their own wealth.
是啊，这个世代人可以过得不错。
And yes, they may live a good life in their own time.
但是这些财富可能就对后代子孙带来灾祸。
But their wealth may bring bring calamities to their descendants.
如果有人知道说这个财富最后会导致这个结果，就是说当初干脆贫穷一点还好一点。
If the previous generation knew of these troubles, then they would not leave those for their descendants.
人不知道以后发生什么事啊。
But men do not know what will happen in the future.
这是为什么说？人事实上是很有局限性。
And this is why we say men are very limited.
我们有时候都不知道说我们自己的儿女会做什么事。
Sometimes we don't even know and can't predict what will our children do.
如果我们自己本身没有在神里面被保守住。
If we're not kept in God ourselves.
但是反过来说，如果我们今天能够真的靠神、爱神。
On the other hand, if we can truly rely on God.
我们真的在生活当中有这个信仰实质的体验。
And we have a true experience of God in our lives.
活出一个美好的榜样来。
And to live out a wonderful example.
他说神的恩典要照顾我们的这个家直到永远。
And the grace of God will be with us and our descendants forever.
这是当时候在诫命颁布的时候就已经说明的。
And this was made clear in the given, when the commandments were given.
所以爱我所有诫命的我要向他施慈爱，直到千代，这是神自己的宣告。
And God made a self-proclamation, I will bless those who love me.
所以现在重点就是大卫说：“神啊，你要治护我的家，直到永远。”这岂是人所常遇到的呢
？So here David said to you, "You have spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come. This is a manner of men, O Lord."
好，所以他接下去真的大声的赞美神。
Then he truly praised God out loud.
然后他希望神的名能够得到荣耀。
He wanted the name of God to be glorified.
他真的希望说：“神啊，你照着你的应许成全在你仆人的家里。”
And he hoped that God, by his promise, the blessings would come upon his family.
这一段的感谢祷告，我们在聚会的时候已经提过了。
And I also share with you David's thanksgiving to God.
那所以今天我们今天其实 要关心我们的家，我们有时候会用很多的方法。
Today we may utilize different ways to care for our families.
美国这个社会其实是很注重家庭生活的社会。
American society is one that emphasizes on families.
你看我们今天在社会上工作，很少有那个应酬是晚餐的时间的。
So if you look at today, nobody, not too many people will work, past dinner time.
因为晚餐就是每一个人都觉得说就应该是回家去跟你的家人相处的。
Because dinner time is a time when you need to eat and have time with family.
这个时间属于你的配偶，是你的家人的。那个公司不敢剥夺我们自己的权，我们的权利。
And your company cannot take the right to have time with your family and your spouse.
如果有什么事情要特别用晚餐的时间，都要特别说你回去跟你的家人商量好不好？好再说。
So if anything that goes over dinner time, then they need to go home and tell their family first.
所以我们这个社会本来就是很在意，很强调说每一个家庭要有一个很温暖的家庭生活。
So the U.S. society is one that emphasizes on family value and time.
但是如果我们跟着这个社会潮流走
，But if we follow the trends of this world,
我们也可以是很爱我们自己的家。
And we may also love our family.
但是当我们整个重心都放在我们自己家的时候
，But when we place all the emphasis on our own families,
有时候不见得我们的家庭会真的蒙福。
And sometimes our family may not necessarily be blessed by God.
我们有多少家庭，其实我们下班也不是都回家去吗
？And so out of how many families after work don't you go home?
但是我们自己跟我们的孩子的关系有比较好吗
？But does it make our relationship with our children any better?
我们孩子真的都很敬畏神吗
？Are our children truly God fearing?
反过来是，当我们会关心神的家的时候
，On the contrary, when we know how to care for the house of God,
我们会真的把神的事情放在第一位。
When we know how to place God's matters first,
我们如果是能够关心神的家
，We can care for how the house of God first.
我们的自己的家就会被神建立。
Then naturally, our family will be established by God.
而且这个约要到永远，包括我们的子子孙孙。
Then this will be an everlasting covenant that will last for our generations.
所以我们要让我们的家庭真的蒙福，甚至上是要先来看顾，来用心在神的家里。
In order to allow our families to be truly blessed, we need to first be mindful of the matters of the house of God.
所以今天如果我们能够调整我们的这个价值观念
，Today if we are able to adjust our own values,
罗马书一直在强调要我们说不要效法这个世界。
The book of Romans tells us not to imitate the world.
当然，世界上不好的风气，我们绝对不会去效法的。
And surely will not follow the bad trends of this world.
但是这个世界有些事情看起来是很好的。
But there are certain things that may seem pleasant in this world.
但是如果我们没有用真理来去对照它的时候，我们就会真的变成效法世界。当我们很注重我们自己的家的时候，其实我们家不见得蒙福。
So if we don't evaluate with the truth of the Bible, then we may naturally imitate after the world, and that will not cause our family to be blessed.
一定要先把我们的目光放回来到神的家里面。
So we need to first place back the focus into the house of God.
所以我们会很在意神对我们的命令。
So we'll be mindful of the commands God has given us.
我们会想到神的教会。
So we'll think about the house of God.
会想到神的工作。
We'll think about the work of God.
然后当我们真的去做的时候
then when we truly do them,
连带着我们整个家庭就会变得敬畏神
yeah, along with our family, or together, we will fear the Lord.
我们的子女从小就会有观念
our children since young will have this concept,
要把神的事情放第一位
to put the words, the matters of God first.
其他任何跟我们的信仰有冲突的都要先考虑一下
anything that comes in conflict with our faith, we need to think twice.
所以我们要从圣经来看说，怎么样活出真的关心神的家的生活
？Therefore, through the Bible, we need to understand how to live a life, a family that is truly blessed.
神的给大卫这些恩典，如果今天发生在我们每个家庭的身上
，If all the grace given to David happens in our own families,
教会你都不要去传福音
，And for the church without preaching the gospel,
二十年之后就分社教会了。
20 years later, then we will branch out.
因为当我们的儿女都保守在教会里面
，Because if all of our children are kept in the Lord，
我们的儿女，我们自己的家庭，每一个家庭都能够蒙神祝福，生养敬虔的后代。
对 ，And then every family will be able to produce godly descendants.
就人口正常增长，我们教会就越来越多了。
So if we have a natural increase in population in membership, then
但是现在看看我们的自己的现实是怎么样
？But if you look at the reality and the current conditions，
有时候我们要去传福音真的不容易的。
Sometimes it truly is not easy to preach the
gospel。如果不是神打开的心，不是神吸引人，再怎么讲破嘴，他也不信。
And so no matter how we try, if God doesn't open their heart, then they will not believe。
这个有时候不是会不会讲的问题。
And sometimes it is not a problem, a matter of whether we know how to preach。
也不是花多少时间的问题。
And it's not a matter of how much time we spend。
是神有没有开他的心的问题。
It's a matter of whether God has opened their hearts。
那所以 其实宣道的工作，我们发现真的是神在做的。
So we can see God is the one in charging of the evangelical
work. 我们如果每一个家庭都会先关心神的家，神的事
，can be first mindful of the work of God.
真的在我们生活里面把神的道理活出来。
Then we can truly live out the words of God in our lives.
那我们的每一个家都能够得到这里像圣经所说的
，then every family
能够被建立起来。世世代代
then every family will be established for generations to come.
那这个教会就发展
then the church will prosper.、
哦、所以我们看一节经节，看诗篇一百二十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 122.
这是大卫他自己的诗。
This is a psalm by David.
诗篇一百二十二篇。
Psalm chapter 122.
大卫他是这样做的。
This is what David said. What he did.
他爱神，他关心神的家。事实上是有具体的步骤。
And he took different steps toward loving God in the house of God.
当时候他建殿，神说不要。
At that time, God did not want him to build a house.
但是接下去大卫做了很多事情。
But following that, David did many things.
一百二十二篇里面就是他怎么样带领他的家的问题了。
So Psalm chapter 122 records how he led his family, his household.
第一节，人对我说，我们往神的殿去，我就欢喜。
Verse 1, I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord."
他很喜欢去神的家。
He was very glad to go to the house of God.
当然，那时候他还没有圣殿，他那时候会幕，预柜是在会幕那里，他在那里所特别搭的帐幕。
At that time, there's not a temple, so he would worship God in the tabernacle.
所以今天我们要关心神的家，说我们要欢欢喜喜的来到神的家，来到教会啊。
So today, to care for the house of God, we need to come to the house of God very gladly.
我们人对我说，我们邀请说，我们去教会聚会，哇，就很高兴。
And they said to me, "Let us go into the house of God."
欢欢喜喜的来敬拜神。
We come to worship God with a joyful heart.
让我们的孩子发现说，来到教会都是非常的喜乐。
So our children will know that it is a good thing and happy thing to come to church.
来了就不想走了。
So when they come, they wouldn't want to leave.
所以我们教会里面有一些家庭真的是很感谢神，很爱主的。
So we truly thank God for many loving families in church.
我们有一姐妹。
We have a sister.
她的父亲是后来才信主。
Her father later came to believe.
可是她从小就在教会长大。
But she grew up in church since young.
很热心在教会服侍神。
And she served God very zealously.
每一天只要教会有聚会，她都去教会聚会。
If there's service, she will always attend it.
有一段时间刚好天气很不好。
So period of time, the weather was not too good.
下大雨，刮大风。
There's strong rain and winds.
感觉上很危险。
And the roads were dangerous.
他的父亲就说：“今天晚上不要去了。”
So her father said to her,
"Why don't you? 天气那么不好。
Why don't you not go tonight?
下如果万一发生事情怎么办
？What if you run into an accident?"
我们这位姐妹跟她父亲说：“不行，今天更要去教会。”
But the sister said to the father, "I need to go even more."
平常天气好的时候要去，为什么今天天气不好更要去
？So if the weathers are good, I still go. So when the weather's bad, why shouldn't I go?
这位姐妹跟她说：“今天天气不好。”所以呢，可能很多人都不会去聚会。我如果再不去，教会聚会就没人，那怎么可以呢
？So because the weather is so bad, so many people might not go to service. So if I don't go, then there will be less people.
所以他就发现，今天如果我没有去聚会，我留在家里面，但是教会如果空荡荡的，那怎么可以这样聚会的时候都没有人参加
？So she realized if she doesn't go to church and the church is empty, then how could that be?
所以他认为他很重要。他一定要到教会里面来聚会。
So she felt she was important and she had to go to church for service.
所以其实聚会是最基本的圣工。
So we can see attending service is the most basic.
当我们跟
holy work.
当我们跟朋友说我们教会有真理、有恩典、有神迹。
So when we tell our friends our church has the truth, has miracles and wonders, and has the Holy Spirit.
如果有哪一次的机会刚好有慕道者来了。
And if in that very service, if there are friends who join us,
教会聚会空空荡荡的，没什么人。
And they discover that the church is empty, there's
not a lot of
members. 那这样子，
我们说教会很好是怎样？要怎样有说服力呢
？So how can we possibly persuade them that the church is good?
这个就是我们这位姐妹，她用她实际的行动来带领她的家。
And this is how the sister, utilizing her practical action, led her house to believe.
真的，她的家哈也蒙神祝福。
So later, her family was blessed by God.
人对我说：“我们往神的殿去，我就欢喜。”
I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord."
让我们真的会常常喜欢来参加教会的聚会。
So let us always be glad to come to service.
想到神的殿要充满神的百姓。
To think that the house of God needs to be filled with His people.
今天如果是教会我们所办的这个聚会，如果没有人参加。 参加的人心里会越来越浓。
So today, if no members come to attend the services, and those who do attend, its heart will grow colder and colder.
这个包括家庭聚会。
And this includes family service.
今天我们说把教会移到一个家庭里面去家庭聚会。
And today, when we move a service into a member's house,
是为了要让大家能够借这个机会能够更加认识。
And so that members will utilize the opportunity to get to know one another better.
能够家庭跟家庭之间彼此关心。
So family can care for one another.
能够知道说这个家庭有什么需要，我们可以为他祷告。
So we may understand the needs of another family and pray for them.
可是今天如果我们觉得不需要参加这个东西不是我的事。
But today, if we feel that this is not our business and we don't need to attend the services,
其实我们说我们真的很爱神，这个就已经不完美。
But if we truly love God, then this is imperfection.
大卫的信息里面就告诉我们这个道理。
David's message tells us of this truth.
欢欢喜喜的要到神的家去。
And we will go to the house of God.
然后 God with gladness. 第二节说，耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。
And verse 2, our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
这个双脚站在教会的门内。
Our feet are standing within the gates of church.
你看，今天如果我们进到一个家的时候，一只脚在里面，在一只脚在外面是什么意思
？Today, what does that mean when you go to a house and you have one feet inside the house and one feet outside?
我要打个招呼就要走了。
I will simply greet.
我们有时候去送个礼物啊，或者是要问什么事情啊。就在门口讲一讲就好了。
Sometimes when we pay a visit, we'll just stop by the door.
因为等一下有事情马上要做了。
And because we're in a rush, so we need to leave.
很有可能一只脚在里面，但是一只脚在外面，随时就要抽脚就可以溜了。
So very easily you will leave when you can.
所以双脚站在神的门内，如果我们想想安息日的问题。
So both feet standing in the gates of God, when you think about the question of Sabbath.
我们安息日是要来享受神的祝福的。
On the Sabbath, we come to church to receive God's blessings.
因此，我们今天要把双脚站在门。这个殿的门内，就是说，我们真的一定要让自己专心的来这里享受神的安息。
Therefore, putting both of our feet inside the house of God means we need to let our minds to have rest.
我们如果真的能够安排的，我们不要安排我们的自己的活动，我们孩子的活动在聚会前或聚会后。
So if you can, try not to arrange any activities for your children either before or after service.
因为当我们有这些活动的时候，我们就不会专心。
Because when we have these activities, then we will not be able to concentrate.
我们有时候就会对这个聚会的时间非常的注意啊。
Then we will care a lot about the service times.
该结束了，怎么还一直讲下去
？So it should end by now. Why does the speaker continue to speak? Then we'll be very anxious.
因为我们等一下的活动行程可能被耽误了。
And because that might delay our schedule.
这个时候，其实我们不管是在听到，我们不管是在祷告，我们都没有办法真的专心。
So at that time, whether we're in service or prayers, we cannot concentrate.
其实，如果严格说来，这个就是我们的脚，一只脚在内，一只脚在外。
And strictly speaking, this is what it means when one of our foot is inside the house of God and one outside of it.
所以大卫说。让我们的脚都站在神的门内，这个叫做爱神。
David said, "What it means to love God is to have both of our feet standing within God's gates."
这个叫做关心神的家。
This is what it means to care for the house of God.
所以我们今天如果在安息的时候，大家真的能够这样子一起来享受神的安息，一起来做圣工，一起来歌颂赞美神。
And today on the Holy Sabbath, if we can truly come together to worship God, to praise God, and serve Him.
那这样子，你看这个。在主里的团契是何等美好的。
And how wonderful is this fellowship within the Lord.
所以我们会喜欢把时间用在神的教会里。
Then we'll be glad to put our time into the house of God.
我们就可以看到教会的需要了。
Then we'll see the needs of the church.
接下来第三节说，耶路撒冷被建造，如同联络整齐的一座城。
And verse 3, Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
那这个就是谈到团契的问题。
And this speaks about the problem, the question of fellowship.
也就是说，让弟兄姐妹之间都能够互相有联系。
So that all the brothers and sisters may have this fellowship, this union.
这个在这里耶路撒冷所代表的意义，就像神的国度一样。
And this Jerusalem represents the kingdom of God.
因为是神的圣城。
Because this is the holy city of God.
所以我们今天都在这个圣城里面，我们是神家里的人。
Today we're the people of the church of God. We are all in this holy city.
所以神的这个教会，你看，我们要每一个人都要被联络起来。
So everyone in the church of God needs to be connected together.
所以当人人都有联系的时候，就没有破口。
So when all people are connected together, there will be no gaps.
所以团契要让我们的教会能够堵住破口。
So fellowship is to bridge the gaps inside the church.
我们今天。 哪一个家庭有什么需要，有什么事情，我们知道，我们可以帮助。
Today, we know the needs of different families, and we're able to lend a hand.
我们在读圣经的时候，其实我们受到道理的各方面的造就是完整的。
And when we read the Bible, we receive all sorts of edification, which are complete.
我们会更知道，更加要谨慎，勒住我们的舌头。
Then we'll know to be more mindful and to restrain our own tongues.
所以我们在团契之间，我们知道有些弟兄姐妹的需要，或者是他的可能是。
So in fellowships, when we learn of the weaknesses or the needs or the shortcomings of different members,
或是这个家庭的问题,
or the problems of certain families,
我们就不是要去传讲什么事,
and then we're not to spread their problems.
我们要知道说有些事情很敏感，我们要放在祷告里面。
And we need to know there are sensitive matters that we can only put in prayers.
我们要让神的家有平安。
We need to allow the house of God to have peace.
就是能够勒住我们的舌头。
And that is to be able to restrain our own tongues.
我们知道越多事的人嘴巴要越谨慎。
And those who know more things need to restrain their tongues.
所以我们弟兄姐妹在彼此团契的时候，我们就不会生出一些是非。
So in times of fellowship, we would not have any conflicts.
所以教会是联络整齐的一座城。
So church is a city that connects all members.
每一个人都能够互相联系，彼此照顾。
Everyone is compacted together, being able to care for one another.
那也一起同心来发展圣工。
Also to work together to prosper the holy work.
所以这就是大卫他告诉我们爱神的方法。
And this is a way David teaches us to love God.
第四节
Verse 4.
众支派就是神的支派上那里去按以色列的常例称赞神的名。
And where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel to give thanks to the name of the Lord.
你看这里他说按以色列的常例就是或作以色列的证据。
And that is according to the tribes of the Lord.
所以也就是说在这里我们可以顺服教会的各种安排。
And that is, we'll be able to submit to the arrangements, assignments of the church.
我们今天参加教会的聚会。
Today, when we attend church service,
参加教会的灵恩会。
We attend the spiritual convocation.
那我们各项工作能够参与其中来准备。
And we're able to participate in different work.
那就像我们今天有不同的诗班。
Just like today, we have different choirs.
我们有不同的侍奉的团队。
We have different ministry teams.
我们都能够让我们 在这里、啊、按着以色列的常例来显出是我们今天是属神的一家人的证据，我们是会服侍的。
And here together by the appointed tribes of the Lord, the testimony of Israel, we know how to work in one accord.
所以我们不是站在旁边看。
So we are not merely a bystander.
对神的工作我们不是当观众。
And we are not a bystander to the
work of God. 而是我们实际上亲自去动手去做。
Rather, we will involve ourselves in the work.
真的像我们参与诗班去用我们的歌声来颂赞神。
When we're in the choir, we utilize our voice to praise God.
能够在主里这样子用诗歌来团契。
So we can fellowship with one another in psalms.
所以这个就是大卫他这里所说的，按以色列常例来称赞神的名。
And this is what David means to the testimony of Israel to give thanks to the name of the Lord.
第五节
，verse five.
因为在那里设立审判的宝座，就是大卫家的宝座。
For the thrones are set for judgment, the thrones of the house of David.
看到这里是，你看我们今天要重视神家里的公平跟公义。
So today we need to be aware of the fairness and judgment in the house of God.
在这里有神审判的宝座，表示这里事实上是要圣洁的。
And here resides the throne of judgment of God, so this is a place to be holy.
所以我们要一起来维护教会的圣洁。
So we need to together keep the purity of the house of God.
要让教会里面真的是成为公义的所在。
And so that the house of God will be a place of righteousness.
对与错能够很清楚。
There be a discernment of right and wrong.
所以我们不会为了要讨好人而妥协真在真理上妥协。
So not we will not give in to or make compromises in order to please men.
因为教会是真理的柱石和根基。
Because the church is a pillar of truth.
在这里有神的宝座，所以在这里我们每个人都可以很放心，不会觉得说神偏心，
只
是看到真的神不偏待人。
And God truly is impartial.
圣洁的神赏善罚恶。
And so the holy God will reward the good and punish the evil.
我们相信我们在这里一定可以得到神的赏赐。
We believe that here we will be blessed by God.
接下去第六节说，你们要为耶路撒冷求平安，耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。
Verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, may they prosper who love you.
所以我们今天爱教会，其实我们关心神的家就是为教会的大小事情祷告。
Today we love God, we love the church, and we pray for all sorts of matters of the church.
今天我们如果先能够关心神的家，我们个人的事情神也会在
today,
会照顾会带领。
And today if we can first care for the matters of the church of God, then God will also take care of our personal matters.
我们为其他人祷告啊。
When we pray for our families,
we have too many of
these testimonies.
We have a brother. 他带他的太太 来慕道。
And he brought his wife to choose to seek the truth.
他自己都还没得圣灵。
And he himself hasn't even received the Holy Spirit.
然后他这个太太很热心的，又去带着他几个亲戚一起来参加布道会。
And his wife was very zealous and brought other neighbors to join the service.
我们这位弟兄其实也曾经迷失过一段时间。
And this brother actually was lost for a period of time.
对教会有时候真的是不冷不热。
And sometimes he was not very fervent about the church.
他的太太来教会慕道了。
But once his wife came to church,
他就知道最重要的一点就是要得圣灵。
And he knew the most important thing was to receive the Holy Spirit.
他自己是老信徒，他知道。
Because he was an old member, he understand this.
所以呢，他就太太跟他的这个朋友跟亲戚来教会慕道的时候，他第一个为他的这个慕道朋友祷告。
So when his wife, his friends, and the neighbors came to church, the first thing he did was to pray for them to receive the Holy Spirit.
他说他很久没有这么专心祷告了。
So he said for a very long time he had not concentrated.
特别跟神说：“神啊，你要这一次哈、哦，让我的太太，他的这两个朋友都得圣灵。”
He specially said to God, God, you have to let my wife's the friends, the two friends of
my wife,
receive the Holy Spirit. It is okay that I don't
have it. 让他们知道你就在这里有神。
So they know that you are God and you are here.
他这样子为别人祷告，那一次祷告真的，那三个人就得圣灵。
This is how he prayed for other people, and during that prayer, those three people received the Holy Spirit.
这样一个带祷的工作。结果就引发了后续的十几个人来信主。
And so this prayer, single prayer of intercession, brought tens or more people to believe in Christ.
所以我们为别人祷告，真的，我们有时候没有办法想象神所做的工作有多大。
So when we pray for others, sometimes we cannot imagine how great of the work of God truly is.
所以我们先爱神，用神的方式去爱人的时候。
When we first love God and love men according to His ways,
我们自己本身就会蒙神喜爱。
Then naturally we will be loved by God.
然后最后也能够蒙人所喜爱。
In the end, we will also be loved by men.
那这个爱是有真理的做基础的。
And this love has a foundation of truth.
所以为耶路撒冷求平安，耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。
So when we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, may they prosper who love you.
然后接下去他说，愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。
Verse 7, peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces.
所以这里所提到的是要促进这个教会的平安和平。
So here we need to build up the peace and harmony within the church.
所以你看，今天我们教会如果平静平安的，我们每个人都得福，来这里都喜乐。
Today, if the church is at peace in unison, everyone who comes to this church will be in joy.
所以我们弟兄姐妹一定要每个人都和睦相处。
So we need to be in harmony with one another.
那我们到教会来的时候，没有任何的那个心理负担。
So when we come to church, there will be no pressure.
我们不会享受说，我来到教会，等下碰到哪些人，我想要躲避。
We will not have the fear of running away from people that we might meet when we come to church.
我们要在教会里面跟每一个人都非常和睦相处。
So when we are at church, we need to be in harmony with every single member.
所以我们要尽我们的一份力量去维护教会的和平。
So we need to make every effort to make peace within the church.
让每个人来到教会的时候都欢喜快乐。
So everyone who come to church will have a glad heart.
得到神的祝福。
They'll receive the blessings of God.
所以最后第八节他说
，Verse eight，
因我弟兄和同伴的缘故，我要说愿平安在你们中间。
For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say peace be within.
第九节，因主我们神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。
Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good.
今天我们为教会祷告。
Today we pray for the church.
我们关心神的家。
We're mindful of the church of God.
最后，我们每个家也能蒙福。
In the end, every family will also be blessed by God.
我们的家能够得到神世世代代的保守。
And our family will be kept by God from generations.
真的能够福杯满溢。
And we'll have blessing upon blessing.
你看，我们真的神的家兴旺以后，
so after the house of God is prospered,
我们个人会蒙什么怎样得到相对的恩典呢？
So what kind of blessings will individuals receive?
看132篇。
If you read chapter 132.
132篇。
Psalm chapter 132.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
因为神拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所。
For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his own dwelling place.
十四节说，这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。
And this is my resting place forever. Here I dwell, I will dwell, for I have desired it.
十五节，我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。
I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread.
十六节，我要使祭司披上救恩，圣民大声欢呼。
I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy.
我们看到，你看，当神在这里做王的时候
，When God reigns as a king here,
这里粮食丰满
There'll be abundance in food.
我们每个人在属灵属世上都能够得到满足。
That everyone will be satisfied both physically and spiritually.
穷人饱足。
The poor will be satisfied.
当我们真的有谦卑的心到神面前来领受这个属灵粮食的时候。
When we come before God to receive the spiritual food with a humble heart.
每个人都很满意的离开。
Then everyone will return with this content.
是的，在这里我得到神的话语。
Here I have received the words of God.
我知道怎么过日子。
I know how to live my life.
我知道怎么得到福气。
I know how to obtain blessings.
真的，谦卑的人就得到宝足。
And truly, the humble will receive blessings.
救恩，他说祭司披上救恩。
And the priests are clothed with salvation.
也就是说，在这里我们真的能够看到神跟人之间是和平的。
And here we can see the peace between God and man.
放心的到神面前来求。
They can come with a peaceful heart.
我们有过犯能够来这里求神赦免。
Any transgressions, you may come for God for forgiveness.
神的恩典要覆盖过我们的缺陷。
For the grace of God will cover all our iniquities.
最后，圣民大声欢呼。
In the end, the saints shout out loud.
每一个弟兄姐妹都欢呼喜乐。
That every brother sister will shout in joy.
那我们的家庭在这样一个充满属灵的恩典的环境下长大，他就能够把这个信仰世世代代的传承。
So if our family can grow up in this environment of peace and joy, then they will be able to pass this down to their descendants.
我们的教会就真的成为神荣耀的居所。
Then our church will truly become the glorious dwelling place of God.
我们的家也能够跟着蒙福了。
And likewise, our family will also be blessed.
愿主祝福我们。
May our Lord bless us.
我们休息一下。
Well, now take a break.
结束这节聚会，我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们。